What's going on, guys? All right, so the big news of the week, Ryan Garcia and Luke Campbell. Now, the fight's just been tentatively scheduled, and they haven't signed the contracts yet, but it looks like we're going to be able to see this fight right around October, November-ish, according to Eddie Hearn. Now, the big issue, and I think the issue with every major fight we have coming up this year, which there's so many of, is there going to be fans or isn't there going to be fans? Now, Eddie Hearn recently said that the fight could either take place in the UK or here stateside. If you ask me, I think it's going to be made in the UK. And it's for a couple reasons. I just don't think, with the way everything's going with COVID right now, the U.S. is going to allow fans in stadiums. I mean, we're seeing college football talk about not even having a season. In NFL stadiums, talking about only doing 25% capacity to 30%. So, it's not looking like we're going to see fans in U.S. fights. But, in the U.K., things are going a little bit better for them over there. And I could definitely see them putting something on over there in a soccer stadium and allowing to have fans at it. Which I think this kind of fight deserves fans. It's a big issue with a lot of the major fights coming up. Is I really hate to see like Lomachenko, Teofimo Lopez with no fans in the stadium. I think that just, while I like to see the fights regardless, it just feels like a glorified sparring match. I think you miss some of that without fans. You know, the feeling of the ring walk, the jitters. I just don't think they're the same without fans in the stadium. And don't forget to go ahead and like and subscribe this podcast if you enjoyed the content. And go over and check us out on Instagram at the.squaredcircle. And if we look at the rankings, Garcia's not even in the top 10. Now, granted, he's got a way bigger following from social media, his YouTube show, and everything like that. So he's definitely a bigger draw, but at the same time, Luke Campbell's ranked third. So he's definitely the more established fighter in this fight. So we could see one way or another. I would love to see Ryan Garcia go to England and fight Luke Campbell. Just because, for one, we haven't seen this kid really tested yet. We don't know what's in the gut, what's in the heart. We don't know. We haven't seen him tested. His biggest test came against Morales, which was 2 years ago, when the fight actually went 10 rounds. All of his other fights, the last three at least, we've seen him go one round apiece and him just obliterate the guys. Now, not saying that those fighters don't deserve to be in the ring with him, but we can kind of say they don't. They look kind of like tomato cans. And if you look back at his record, and I think one of the biggest critiques of him is he's fought tomato cans. You know, I'm sure the guys were game. I'm sure they wanted to fight. But at the same time, I don't think they're on the same level. Ryan Garcia is a really good fighter, guys. But if we look at these rankings, I do have a little bit of an issue with them. I mean, at the top, not really. You got Loma, then Teofimo, Luke Campbell, Gervonta Davis, and David Haney. And then we got Linares. That's the top six. Now, one and two, I don't really have a problem with. But when we look at Luke Campbell, Davis and Haney and Linares, I think, for my personal opinion, I really think Linares should be up in fourth. Davis and Haney are super talented fighters with all kinds of abilities, but we haven't really seen them tested the way we've seen Linares tested. He went in there with Lomachenko, and yeah, he got beat, and yeah, Loma showed him up, but I mean, it's Lomachenko. He's the number one pound-for-pound fighter in the world. Kind of think you get a little bit of leeway with that. But I mean, you can make a case for anywhere from 3 to 6 to be reorganized. And all 6 are really good. It kind of reminds me back some years ago when we had the Super 6 tournament for the middleweights. Really wish we could see that kind of tournament with these guys. I think it would be really interesting and really fun. But as we all know, due to politics in boxing, good luck with that. So let's go ahead and get into the meat of this. Let's go ahead and break down both fighters. Let's look at Campbell first. The best fight I think we've seen from him is definitely Linares' fight. I mean, you could say the Lomachenko fight, but I just think he was completely out of his element in that fight. So if we look at the Linares fight, the case could be made that he won that fight. It was a split decision loss for him, but he was in there the whole entire time. You know, his body shots the whole entire fight were great. The way he worked around, the way he was able to counter him with the right hook. If he didn't get knocked down in the second round, you really could make the case he won that fight. And the only loss he has is to Lomachenko. So I understand why they have him third. But let's go ahead and look at him. You know, he's got a great right hook. That counter right hook he does is beautiful. So if Ryan gets sloppy with that jab or lazy with it, you're going to see a right hook coming across his dome. And you're going to see it come fast. He's not the fastest fighter in the world or has the biggest punching power, but he definitely holds his own. He definitely has, I'd say, B-plus power and speed. He's a tough dude. I mean, we all know Linares can punch. He's probably not the biggest puncher in 135. It's definitely probably Tio. But he's definitely no slouch when it comes to power. We've seen him knock down Lomachenko, too. So, I mean, we definitely know he's got power. So we definitely know he's tough. We saw him get his eye busted up with him right. With fighters, most of these UK fighters, you always see him swell. Something to do with the cheekbones. If you got high cheekbones in the game, your face is going to get messed up, man. So we saw that knot boil up on his face, and it's Linares split it wide open. He still fought with a cut, and he made it through. So we can definitely know he's tough. The thing that I can say about him is he's been in there with the best guys, especially at 135, and the case can be made he was in there with the best fighter in the world. But he didn't get completely shellacked. So he's definitely a tough dude, and he's definitely been in there with some of the best fighters, and that experience is invaluable. You know, Ryan Garcia, we can look at his record and just see he hasn't had nowhere near this kind of competition. Is he ready for it? I definitely think so. He's still really young. But I think it's time for him to step up. I would have liked to have seen him step up against somebody maybe more like Lee Selby or Comey. Going straight for Campbell's definitely a big jump for him. But I think Ryan's ready for it. You know, Luke Campbell, some of the things I've seen that are bad with him, he keeps his head right in the middle. It's that amateur boxing style where he throws his combos, boom, 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 looks real pretty, and stands right there. You can't do that with Garcia. Garcia's a decent counterpuncher. He's got lightning-fast hands. So if he throws, you know, 1-2, boom, 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 and he stands right there and just looks at him and poses, he's going to get some punches coming back at him. So he's either going to have to get his head off the line and start moving that head or turn around him. Campbell's kind of that typical throwback left-handed fighter. Real slick, decent boxer, has a beautiful right hook, and a decent left hand. Now we see lefties that are kind of different. Used to be, that's the way a lefty fought. But if he keeps that head in the middle, you're going to see counter punches coming back at him. And Garcia's fast, man. And with those combinations he can put together with that speed, could be a long night for him if he doesn't get his head off the line. Then if we're looking at Garcia, man, he's got great speed. I mean, the kid's hands are fucking lightning fast. He's a young dude, too. You know what I mean? Like, Campbell, even though he looks like he's 22, 23, he's 33 years old. So he's getting up there. He was in the amateurs forever. He won a gold medal for the UK at the London Olympics. You know, so he's been around. He's definitely got experience. He's definitely got more than Garcia does. But I think the combinations by Garcia and the speed, I give that edge to Garcia on that over Campbell. His power, I don't know, man. I don't know if it's as good as it looks. You know, I could put anybody in there with somebody who can't take a punch and they'll look like Mike Tyson. But the one fight we saw him go the distance with Morales, his power really didn't show up too much in that fight. Speed still did. I don't think speed's going to go away, but the punching power really didn't show up as much as it did with the other guys. You know, he's being groomed to be Oscar De La Hoya's heir apparent, the next Golden Boy. Which, I mean, he's got everything going for him that. He's got the looks, he's got the social media followership, he's got the, he talks beautifully when he talks to the press. So he's got everything going for him to be the next guy. The only thing we don't know, it's a lot of questions about him because he hasn't really been tested. And I'm telling you right now, he's going to get tested against Campbell. Campbell's going to come out there and he's going to box him. That's another thing we got to look forward to in this fight. Might not be as exciting as some of the other fights coming up, especially Teofimo Lopez and Lomachenko, because they're both boxers. They both like to sit back and counterpunch. You know, but I've seen more, I've watched their fights, and I've seen Luke Campbell have the ability to come forward and throw. And I've seen him have the ability to go to the body and throw beautiful body shots. Garcia doesn't like people coming forward getting in his grill. So we'll have to see if Campbell can make it a little bit more of a rougher fight than what he usually likes to make it. I think that's Campbell's key. If he can get in there, throw his beautiful counter punches when he needs to, but for the most of the fight, bring the pressure to Ryan, I think Ryan's in for a long night. Now, if we look at their stats, you know, I've already said Luke Campbell's 32. Garcia's 21, so the age and the youth definitely goes to Garcia, but at the same time, Campbell was in the amateurs for a long time. You don't really get beat up in the amateurs, so I wouldn't say he's got millions of miles on him and he's shop worn. KOs, you know, they're about the same, 16-17. Their height, they're both about the same height. Campbell's 5'9", Garcia's 5'10". Their weight, you know, they're both coming in at 135 most of the time. The cool thing is the reach. Campbell's got an inch reach. What I think that might play a part of it. Because when you get two guys who are pretty much about the same size, but one guy's got about an inch reach, it's going to help him just a little bit. I mean, heck, it's a game of inches out there. You can throw a punch and miss by an inch. You can throw a punch and land and knock somebody out. So, I mean, that reach will definitely help him, especially if Luke can get in there, throw a jab, take a half step back, and boom, hit him with that counter punch, and then spin off. If we see him do that, Ryan's in for a long night. Now, I'd like to see Garcia bring the fight to Campbell, but I just don't think that's the best route for him to go. Campbell's slick and can move and can counter punch pretty decent. His hands are pretty fast. So I think Ryan's key is to box, stay on the outside, put those combinations together, and turn them. If he can do that, I think he can win the fight. The one other thing is Garcia's only seen one other southpaw in his career. So it's definitely going to take him maybe a round, maybe three rounds to get used to. I'm sure he's eating a healthy dose of him in sparring. But in the ring, it's a total different situation. Another thing that we have to look at that I think is really telling, and I think it's going to be the edge in this fight, is Garcia. It's hard to look at his punch stats because all of his fights only go a couple rounds, but this one fight he had with Morales back in 2018 that went the distance, he averaged about 31 punches per round. Connect rate was pretty decent, 37%. But if we look at Campbell's last four fights, he's throwing about 60 punches per round. And the last two were against Linares and Lomachenko. Both really good defensive fighters. Both move their heads great. Both have great footwork. So his connect rate was only about 20%, but I think you can account that to the kind of competition he's been in there with. So, I mean, the lightweight division's looking like it's shaping up to be a fun division. We got a lot of cool fights to look forward to. I mean, I could definitely see Campbell winning. I could definitely see Garcia winning. If I'm going to have to pick one, though, I think I'm going to have to go with Campbell. By decision, I don't think nobody's knocking nobody out in this fight, unless somebody gets caught. But I could definitely see it going the distance, and I can see, especially if it's in England, I can see Campbell winning by decision. You know, you got other fights coming up. You definitely got Loma and Teofimo. But after that, you got Gervonta Davis against Leo Santa Cruz, October 24th. That's a really interesting fight. It would be nice to see how Davis does with a little bit of step up in competition. David Haney doesn't have a fight yet, and Linares is fighting Fortuna. So I think the cool thing is if we see Campbell win this fight, it's good that we can kind of go through some conspiracy theories and think how this is going to go. If we see Campbell win this fight, and you see Loma win, I don't know how that's going to work. I think Loma, if he wins this fight, will take someone like Haney or Davis before he takes Campbell. He's already beat him. I mean, the fight was decently close. It wasn't a blowout, but I don't think that's a fight that's going to get remade again. If Tio wins and Campbell wins, I definitely see that fight being made. And I definitely see Teofimo knocking him out. Davis, the cool thing is, I think what I'd like to see is Loma win. If Campbell wins, fight Davis. David Haney fight Garcia. If Garcia wins, regardless, he should definitely, I don't think he needs to step up and try to fight Tio or Loma at this point. I think the best option for him in this time of his career is to definitely go down to Haney, or maybe even Linares, but I think Linares is ranked too low, man. I think he's the fourth best fighter in this division, if not third. I mean, he beat Campbell, so I don't understand how Campbell's ranked higher than him, but that's rankings for you. So, alright guys, well, thanks for tuning in. Check back in next week. We'll be going over more cool stuff. Until then, see y'all later.